be advised of the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for coming. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the regular business meeting of September 9, 2019, and the work study meeting of September 23, 2019? Mrs. Juris, seconded by Mr. Noesi. Any discussion? All in favor? Against? Passes 7-0. May I have a motion to approve the treasurer and business official financial reports and extracurricular fund report for 2019 and internal claims audit reports for July 2019 and August 2019? Mrs. Panay, seconded by Mrs. Donaldson. Any discussion? All in favor? Passes 7-0. And Dr. Daly, to the superintendent's report.
Thank you. Good evening. Tonight is school board recognition night, week. So I'd like to begin by reading a letter that we've received from Chief Operating Officer of Western Suffolk BOCES, Mike Flynn. And it starts, "Dear Ms. Frazzi, the Western Suffolk BOCES Board of Education would like to express our appreciation to the trustees of the Babylon UFSD School District's Board of Education for the time they give in service to the community. Our Board of Education members understand the commitment and dedication these trustees have for public education, and they would like to recognize them for their service to children. Signed, Michael Flynn, Chief Operating Officer." We also have a number of different groups that would like to demonstrate their appreciation for the board. I'd like to start by asking Mr. Davey to come forward. And Mr. Goldberg, are you tag teaming this, or is this a separate?
We have a spot, Dr. Daly.
What is putting you on the spot? Ever presented a
Never.
Good evening, everybody. I get to open tonight just offering my thank you for all that you do for the youngest student in our district, our faculty and staff. I extend our appreciation for the support that you give us day in and day out for the work that we do. I'm going to pass it over now to Mr. Goldberg, who's going to introduce a little bit about the project as well.
Can you tell me about the project?
I sure can.
Is this on? Thank you. I'll echo Mr. Davey's words. Thank you for your unwavering support and what you all do for all of us day in and day out. And, it's certainly a tough job, and it's one of those jobs where you all sit up there and make decisions, and a lot of tough decisions, but we appreciate what you do for us and for the children of Babylon. So keep up the good work. And to show our appreciation, what we try to do between the buildings is we try to have a little bit of a collaborative type of, I'll use Dr. Daly's terms, tag teaming, and we all work together so that the students work together and the teachers work together, trying to put something together to show our appreciation. So we worked on something this year. However, I didn't necessarily work on it. The kids did. But without the teachers and their hard work in getting the kids behind this project, it wouldn't be possible. So thank you to our hardworking teachers as well. And now I'm going to turn it over, and they could explain a little bit about the project. I'm going to turn it over to our dynamic duo, Liz and Eddie.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm really loud. This seems ridiculous. Okay. Thank you for being here. Thank you for having us. We are a duo. It's actually absurd, but we are. Our amazing Board of Education works year-round to ensure that Babylon schools are the very best. You put your all into creating and promoting the whole student with full support in both educational and social-emotional learning. So with that, we want to present you with tokens of appreciation that also amplify our Babylon pride. So everyone always asks, how do I come up with a theme, or how do we come up with a theme? It's really, because I'm kind of still new, I am new to Babylon, it's how can we take our students and have them create something that really shows how much we appreciate everything you do for every single school? So when we brainstorm, we think about how we could do it with the little kids, then we could do it in the medium level, and then the high level. So at the elementary school, we had our students identify themselves not by gender or race, but by ideals. This was very interesting. They were very little, but we had a little bit of time. We asked them if they thought, were they a dreamer, a guardian, a creator, a protector, an inventor, artist, musician, or athlete. I will tell you, most of my kindergartners said they were either protectors or guardians, which I thought was sweet. Most of them were protecting their moms, and the others were guarding their stuffed animals. So it was very sweet. I was pushing for the artists, but you know, most of them were the protectors or the guardians. They used their corresponding color to create the thumbprint panther paw collage you see here. It represents how our littlest Babylon minds see themselves without influence. This is our gift to you. It's meant to help you see how many minds and hands you help through your dedication to education. So down here it says, many hands, one paw of Babylon. You have one for yourself. This I will hang somewhere. And you also will be getting something from the authority from the grade school that kind of ties in the Babylon core print because we are one. Babylon paw, a panther paws for each of you is one that you can take home as a gift of appreciation from Mrs. Doherty and the grade school. Mrs. Doherty, thank you.
Is that it?
No, we have one. There's more. Did we run out?
No.
Oh, perfect.
Mrs.
This one's for me.
Mrs. Rossi.
She probably should get one, too.
Yeah,
I want
to drop one
there. Yeah, right. Here you go. There we go. Put this here. Moment. There we go.
Okay. And finally, at the high school level, we asked students in our theater class to identify themselves in the same way. Not by what they see in the mirror, but by what they see in their mind's eye. Then they used their not-so-tiny-anymore hands to put pen to paper. There were brief monologues about these self-identifications and how Babylon helped foster and support them all the way from those tiny thumbs to the young adults you see here today. So with that, please enjoy the monologues.
I'm a creator. Each day, I create responses to others' questions. I create new relationships with new people. I create new and exciting experiences. I create better habits to get into. I create goals and dreams and different things I want to accomplish in life. I create something for myself every day, and that's why I'm a creator.
I'm Olivia. I'm 14. I'm a student. I'm a writer, an actress, but most importantly, I'm a dreamer. Being a dreamer means knowing what you want, and though sometimes it may seem to be, nothing is impossible. If I wanted to be a teacher, I could. A drummer, I could. A painter, an engineer, a famous dancer, I could, because being a dreamer gives you so many other things. Determination, optimism, a feeling deep in the pit of your stomach that tells you to never ever stop working to be able to reach the things that drive you. When you're a dreamer, if you want something, you want it so badly that your heart hurts. Sometimes I get this feeling like there's nothing left, that sad, lonely feeling I think everybody gets sometimes when they're out of distractions and suddenly it's staring them in the face. But I know it won't last because I have friends who love me and will support me through it all. I have the skill, I have the backbone, I have the motivation, I have the dream, and I always, always will. I am Dreamer. I dream about what the future would be like in 10 years. I dream about how successful I can be as a dancer and singer. I dream about goals I have not set yet. I'm a dreamer.
I am an athlete. Ever since I can remember, I loved playing basketball. The feeling of making a shot, the feeling of running up and down the court, the feeling of making a good pass and helping your teammates get buckets. Every time I step onto the court, I forget about every problem that I have. And I wouldn't have the experience that I have today if it wasn't for Babylon. I wouldn't have won a CYO championship. I wouldn't have the experience of winning and losing. And I wouldn't have participated in Suffolk County Free Throw Championship So I just want to thank Babylon for giving me the opportunity to play for my church and community. I also want to thank them for letting my dad coach me through all of these years. To me, being an athlete means a lot. It means working hard and putting in effort. And in doing so, you'll get good results and become a better version of yourself every day. And in continuing to do so, this is why I am.
I'm a dreamer. Some people may say I have my head in the clouds, but that's not exactly true. I just believe that when you work to make your dreams a reality, it's always a success. When I was younger, I was dreaming of fame before I could even tie my shoes. But most of my elementary and grade school years, I spent dreaming of being a drama bug. It probably started from my kindergarten obsession with High School Musical, but by the end of first grade, I was in Rowe Hall watching Les Miserables, the story of a wanted convict honoring a dying courtesan's wish. That was probably a lot for a six-year-old, but I was more invested than every other audience member. I kept dreaming, joined the club, and by the end of 10th grade was elected president. I wouldn't be anywhere close to where I am today without the support Babylon has given me, and one day I'll look back and be grateful for the town that never discounted the power of a dream. Thank you.
Dan, and with that grant, we went out and we researched Babylon, and our students researched Babylon and the history of the town, the village, over by the beaches and everything. And with that, we created books with the history of Babylon, and it was a visual interpretation of Babylon and what it looked like. And then they did some writing and they did some research, and we kind of compiled that all together. We know so much now about Babylon because we reread it over and over again as we were proofing, but it's very interesting, and they had a really good time doing it. And we've had our artwork up in different shows, and some of it is here. We did bring some of it so you can see the original artwork, but in the meantime, we have books for all of you so that you can see where that grant went.
Great.
Thank you. So this is a gift certificate to, I believe it's the Babylon Burger, I think that's what they told me, for all of you to go out together and socialize and not have to work, but to go out together to enjoy each other's
thank
company.
You. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, next I'd like to invite Fumi, PTA.
To our community and to our children. They provide a vital service in our community. Public education is the backbone of Babylon Village, and I see it every day, because that's why so many like parents, even in K to six, they all graduate and then they come back, which is why, you know, you put a house on the market, you don't have to put it on the market and it's like gone in like 2 days. So, you know, that something is definitely working really well here. So today we applaud our Board of Education members for their vision and their willingness to accept the responsibility of today's students to become tomorrow's leaders. So the Babylon K to 6 would like to show appreciation to these dedicated individuals for all the time and effort to devote, they devote in supporting education with these pens. So let's start the year off right.
And they're nice and cool. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Oh, great.
I was at the golf outing, all right, so I came back for this. You have something small, it's the cup, a little more Babylon gear from the Babylon administrators.
Right.
Thank you for everything.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rob. Perfect time.
Good evening, everybody. At this time, we'd like to hear from our student delegates who are here from the high school this evening.
All right. Good evening, everyone. I'm Tim Altbacker. We're the student council representatives and the representatives for most of the student body, and we're here to share a few notes from the beginning of the year. It's pretty early. We don't have much going on quite yet, but it's going to pick up and middle of October. So from student council, right now we're working to ensure that homecoming, which is this Saturday, it's going to be a smashing success. And October 30th, from 3:30 to 5, we have our annual Safe Halloween event, which plenty of clubs from our school will be participating in. I'll be participating in, I'm sure Liz and I will, hands tied. And from the fine arts department, and from the music specifically, several senior high musicians went to the Lincoln Center this past Friday to hear the New York Philharmonic play pieces from Sibelius and Berlioz. And Ms. Ashley Tomei, our orchestra teacher, will be serving as a chairperson for both SCAMIA, the Suffolk County Music Educators Association, and LISFA, the Long Island String Festival Association, this year. And we have four students who will be participating in NISMA's All-State Conference. Anna Romero Mejia in the mixed chorus, Allison Fama in the treble chorus, Julia Horvath in the treble chorus, and Matthew Minicozzi in the wind ensemble. And five students will be in the NISCAMP and SCAMIA High School All-County Festival: Ethan Schubart in orchestra, Matt Minicozzi in orchestra, Julia Horvath in the mixed chorus, Anna Romero Mejia in the mixed chorus, and Allison Fama in the treble choir.
Yeah. In the art department, High School Art Department is off to a great start. The Art Honor Society, Junior and Senior Art Clubs, and New Media Art Club have already started working. Here's what's happening this month. Some of the 11th and 12th grade art students will be visiting with Lee Hart, a painter, in her art studio on October 18th. Our Club and Honor Society students will again be decorating pink pumpkins for the breast cancer event to be held at Babylon Town Hall on October 17th. They are also creating special paw print Mickey ears to sell at homecoming, as well as decorating skeletons for the Day of the Dead, also to be sold. Art students in grades kindergarten through 12 will have their work on display during the Babylon Village Street Fair at the Apples and Art Show at the Conklin House, October 18th through the 20th. In the English department, Ms. Collins and Ms. Carey took their AP classes to see a reverting performance of 1984 at the Patchogue Theater. Students read the text over the summer, and seeing the performance will greatly enhance their analysis of the text. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job.
It's always so great to hear the updates from our students. Thank you both very much. Some notes from the central office. We're happy to report that our school lunch fund is back in the black based on last year's sales. That's great news for the district. We must give credit to Mrs. Nancy Padrone and her terrific team in food services for that success. That team has been working very, very hard the last few years, championing student-parent outreach initiatives, healthy initiatives, better marketing strategies, and overall just better customer service. So what we'd like to do, we'd like to invite the food service team here for the month of November, recognize them, and hear about some of the eco-friendly strategies that they're promoting district-wide, which I think is, you know, nice to hear. Last week, we held the first meeting of Coffee with the Superintendent. It was a light turnout because of our wonderful PTA down at the K2 building was having picture day. But I have to tell you, it was wonderful outside of, you know, the Superintendent's Coffee Hour to meet all of these wonderful new families that we have here in Babylon, a lot of new families into our schools. So I think it's a very nice thing for our existing wonderful families, and thank you for welcoming them with open arms. I know you've done a lot of outreach over the summer to make them feel very welcomed, as well as our principals. But it was really nice to meet some new Babylonians to our schools. With that, every year, this would be the second year, our annual PTA, PTSA, and SEPTA / Board of Education dinner meeting. And I have the date of Wednesday, October 23rd at 7 p.m. as a possibility for the Board of Education to discuss tonight as an evening where we can meet and talk about some of the district initiatives and how, you know, the PTA, what their initiatives are, and maybe how we can glue those together. So Board of Education, if you could write down October 23rd at 7 p.m. and then get back to me if that evening works for you, okay? The kids talked a little bit about homecoming, which is this coming Saturday, October 12th. It's also the third annual Distinguished Alumni Hall of Fame induction, and that will take place Saturday morning at 10 a.m. I have a note going out to the principals tomorrow about this, but we are inducting three wonderful alumni into this year's ceremony. Again, it's 10 a.m. in Rowe Hall, and we'll be letting the community know if the community wants to come out and celebrate. But we have the late Gilbert Hands, who is being inducted. He is the class of 1932. He served as mayor of Babylon Village for over 31 years, which I didn't know. That's quite an accomplishment. We have Mr. David LaValvo, class of 1972, who is the CEO, founder, and president of the Global Foundation for Ocean Exploration. And he cannot join us this Saturday, but he wants to come and speak with the 7 through 12 STEAM kids and see the aquaponics lab sometime in maybe January. So we'll have to coordinate where he can come in and do work with students, which is even more important, I think. It's really nice. And then finally, Mr. Matthew Caruso, who is class of 1987. He is a distinguished Chief Master Sergeant in the United States Air Force. So if your time allows, please come down Saturday morning at 10 a.m. That will be followed by the homecoming parade. Kickoff is, I think, at 12?
2.
No, kickoff's at 2, but the parade step-off, I should say.
12:30
step-off. So Board of Education, if you are willing to join us, come on down. And then what we also do during halftime, we acknowledge the distinguished alumni at halftime. So it should be a great day. We get to see the floats and vote on the floats. It's a wonderful, wonderful day in Babylon. That's it.
Thank you. And now committee reports.
The audit committee.
Good evening, everyone. Thanks for joining us, and thank you to all the parties for these wonderful recognition. Yes, I know. And it's a little overwhelming, but we appreciate your appreciation. It's so thankful. So the audit committee met with Colin Nasty on the 23rd of September and reviewed the preliminary results of the June 30th audit. At this point, we anticipate finishing the year with a total fund equity of $7,369,049. And while this is a reduction from the prior year, we're really not surprised by that because that's a $500,000 capital reserve fund transfer to the general operating budget, which the voters said yes to last May. If you want more riveting details about this report, you can join us on the 21st when the audit team will be here to hash it out with us. Moving forward, we'll take that report, and November 18th, we will hopefully be here. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Donaldson. And Finance?
We have not met, so I know you
before. Thanks, Mrs. Juris. Buildings and Grounds, Mr. Montalto?
Yes, we have not met. However, Grillo Architect is in the process of drawing the plans for the for high school roll call steps, the handicap ramp, and the two high school cafeteria bathrooms. They've also been on site with the engineers and the survey team. They should be completed. All the submissions of plans and specs should be completed within a month. It's anticipated that this project will be bid hopefully spring of 2020. And commence work by July or August of 2020.
Okay, thank you. Technology, Ms. Lessie?
As we had the full rundown from Mr. DeLeo at our last meeting, so we have nothing to propose this time.
Thank you. And curriculum? So we met, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, and began discussing professional development opportunities in our plan and what we would be looking to offer the staff and what the staff would like us to offer them. And we will continue that discussion next Tuesday, the 15th. Great. And last but not least, policy, Mrs. Bennett.
Good evening. The district policy committee meets tomorrow, October 8th, at 4 o'clock in central office. Policies up for review include the following. Policy 5300, the code of conduct. We will be reviewing the minor amendments to this policy based on its thorough review from our legal counsel. Once reviewed in committee, this policy will be up for the first reading at the November regular business meeting. Also, policy 5420 and regulation of student health services. A recent change to the state public health law has removed the ability of parents to seek a religious exemption to immunization requirements. The new law took effect on June 13, 2019, and such our work tomorrow will include amending the policy to reflect the new regulation. Also, policy 5120.2 and regulation requests for religious exemptions. The committee now will be making the future recommendation for the BOE to formally rescind policy 5042.2 at the November regular business meeting, as this policy and regulation no longer permits parents to request religious exemptions from immunizations. So again, tomorrow at 4 o'clock in central office.
Okay, new business. May I have a motion to omnibus items 1 through 18? Mrs. Juris, seconded by Mrs. Donaldson. Any discussion?
I would just like to say thank you to the Booster Club for their very generous donation for those lovely banners. Can't wait to see that.
Thank you. All in favor of omnibusing items 1 through 18? May I have a motion to approve items 1 through 18? Mr. Montalto, seconded by Mrs. Panay. Discussion? All in favor? Okay, we have one walk-on item today. May I have a motion to add a personnel resolution to the agenda listed as item number 19? May I have a motion? Mrs. Noesi, seconded by Mrs. DeLerba. Any discussion? All in favor? 7-0. Resolved, on the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education hereby approves an agreement between the Board and the employee listed on confidential attachment A regarding a pending disciplinary matter as more fully discussed in executive session, and hereby authorizes the President of the Board of Education to execute said agreement on behalf of the Board. May I have a motion? Mrs. Juris, seconded by Mrs. Panay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Sure. I just want to echo the sentiments of Mrs. Donaldson, the Booster Club, Mr. Going, and representatives. You are just amazing. I want to thank you for those lovely, lovely banners. Mr. DeJoseph, I believe they are up, right? Are they going up?
In the East Gym, Mr. Davis recently on those. They were valued about $2,400.
That's not really
$2,400, and they also made a donation of two batting cages for the baseball and softball team, value about $8,200.
Well, we cannot thank you enough.
Thank you very much.
That is amazing. Thank you. The Booster Club does so much for all student teams, and I want that to be known. They're a terrific, terrific organization. And thank you for being here tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Other business?
Just the dinner meeting, possible date of October 23rd at 7 p.m. You can get back to me at your availability.
Okay. Representatives of organizations, please approach the podium and state your name. Questions or comments from visitors?
Good evening, Robert Snow. My first question is, how come we don't get to ask questions on agenda items?
Sure. Okay, just at the last two meetings during the policy committee report, we discussed based on our feedback that we got from during our retreat that we are kind of consolidating everything to one time. This way, when the agenda is going to start to come out, that if there are any questions on agenda items, that if those questions can be emailed so proactively, we can respond. And again, you can ask any questions on agenda items now, in addition to any questions that you have overall. But it was discussed at the last two policy reports in the meeting.
Okay, well, I do have a question on item number 13 on the agenda.
Sure. Yes. Why
Could
are we rescinding
it?
Is that your question?
Excuse me?
The question is, why are we rescinding it, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So back in February, the district thought that we could deem that project an emergency. So what happens with that, we have to send up a whole report to the State Education Department, and they have the final word if that air conditioning situation in Row Hall was an emergency. In fact, it was not deemed by the State Education Department as an emergency. So to be thoughtful and do things the right way, we are suggesting that the board rescind that resolution. And we are approaching it in another alternative way, right, Dr. Daly?
Of course.
Yep. So it's not deemed.
Has it been fixed?
No. It's a the rooftop unit provides air conditioning and heat. It's beyond its useful life, but it's still working. Our concern at the time is that for some of the end of the year events where we have many people in the auditorium, we thought it would be really uncomfortable. The heat is not as big an issue as its ability to provide air conditioning. So what we're going to do now is we're going to bid that through the normal process and have it repaired that way.
My other comment is, I sit here at these work-study meetings, and I can't hear when you people are talking amongst yourselves. I find it very rude, okay? I come to the meetings, and they're supposed to be open meetings, and we're supposed to be able to hear what's being said, okay? And I think if we come to the meetings, if you don't want us to come to the meeting, then it's going to be a closed meeting. That's a different thing. If it's an open meeting, I should be able to hear what's being discussed. Is there anybody? I mean, I've brought this issue up in the past.
Is it
a microphone issue? Yes, a microphone issue where you can't hear. You're discussing. The other thing I find very, very rude is they get handouts. We're sitting in the audience and they say, go to page 62 and look at item 3. And we don't know what the hell that item is. And I think it's just very inconsiderate to the public.
We have
the agenda,
Not we have the backup.
Okay.
We'll get back to you on that. We'll look into that. And we'll have an answer there next
But the microphone issue we will
yes.
definitely look into and see why you're not hearing it at the work studies, but can hear them at our meetings here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments from visitors? Okay, future board meetings. October 21st at 7:30 will be a work study meeting, and November 18th is a regular business meeting, both here in the library at 7:30. May I have a motion to adjourn? Mrs. Juras, seconded by Mr. Montalto. All in favor? Passes 7-0. Thank you, everyone. This was a lovely night. We really enjoyed it.